I wanted to tell you something funny that happened to me on the weekend. I went up to the Sunshine Coast early. I went up to the Sunshine Coast on Friday and I stayed at my mother-in-law's place, as I often do. And I get up early. I just told you that. And so at 5 o'clock, I go to the local 7-Eleven because the guy, old mate at the 7-Eleven can't open the doors till 5. He can be in there and let you in. But the papers are left outside, so we can't get the bundles of papers inside till 5 because they're the 7-Eleven rules for security. So I go there at 5 to get the courier mail, and there was a kid outside. He's about 19. He was a good cut of a kid, and he was drunk as a skunk. He put on an all-nighter. And he had this crumpled $5 note in his hand, and I got out of the car, and he goes, "Oh, mate." And I said, "Yes, mate." He goes, "Oh, my friends," and I don't know how to get home and no one will take me. And I got $5 and I said, "Oh yeah, where do you live?" He goes, "Oh, I live at Perigian." I said, "I'm not taking you to Perigian." He goes, "Oh, my mates live out the back, like out near the Maccas." I said, "Oh yeah." And I said, "Where'd you go to school?" I thought I'd test him out. And I said, he said, "Sunshine Beach High." I said, "Oh right." I said, "Okay." I said, "My nephews went there." He goes, "Oh, yeah, what are their names?" And I told him their names. He goes, "I know them. They're friends of my brothers." And I thought, okay, he's legit. I said, "Right, I'll drive you home." So he waits for me while I get the paper, and he's sitting in the car. He's drunk as a skunk, the poor kid. Anyway, he says to me, I asked him what he did. He was a landscaper. And I said, "Oh, that's hard yak." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "What do you do?" I said, "Oh, I'm a journalist." He goes, "Oh, right, you're a journalist." He goes, "Do you earn good money?" I said, "Oh, not really." And he goes, "Oh, do you have to do some Uber on the side, do you?" I said, "Kid, I'm not an Uber driver. I'm not an Uber driver. I'm just driving you home." Anyway, he was very thankful that I didn't take his $5.